There's a simple rule in sales. That rule is that if they don't like you, they're not buying from you. That simple. It doesn't matter what you sell, whether you sell vacuum cleaners, cars, multi-million dollar deals. If you're genuinely into people and you're authentically focused on those relationships, you're going to excel. If you're a people person, you will be a better salesperson than someone who is not, and you'll experience accelerated success because your focus is on the people versus the numbers, and clients and prospects will definitely be drawn to you. I'm a student of life. I'm just a regular guy who is observant and studies everything. I learn from conversations, movies, radio, business deals, and everyday relationships. If you're not learning, you're missing out. One of my favorite quotes is from the movie The Godfather. Tom, don't let anybody kid you. It's all personal. Every bit of business. Every piece of shit every man has to eat every day of his life is personal. They call it business? Okay, but it's personal as hell. Michael Corleone, The Godfather. Incredible. I love this quote because, like many profound lines in movies, it applies to life as well. I take these lessons to heart. In fact, just like Tom Hagen, who played the role of consigliere, trusted advisor to The Godfather, I too have a consigliere. Sam has played a significant role in helping me navigate the challenges of a growing business, and he is often quoted as saying, opportunity needs to be seized, otherwise it will just pass you by. For anyone who doesn't take their business personally, they are bound to fail. Another one of my favorite lines is, great men are not born great, they grow great. Mario Puzo. This is my life principle, to be a lifelong learner who grows continually. There are a lot of business rules in the dialogue that make up The Godfather. A man that doesn't spend time with his family isn't a real man. Marlon Brando. Family comes first. It is something I learned early on. Everything after that is just business. Business is important, but family is more important. How do you and the people around you grow to be great? A tree doesn't just sprout up instantly in a day. It grows through dirt and harsh water and weather and drought and sunshine and rain. The tree keeps blossoming. It grows through rain and survives winter and sleet and frost and adverse condition. It loses all its leaves, and then you think it's dried up and withered away because the branches look desolate, but then spring comes and boom, branches sprout greenery again. Adversity creates growth. In fact, I'd go so far as to say that the most amazing leaders I have ever met and dealt with have tackled a lot of adversity in their lives. How can you overcome obstacles if you haven't had practice? A good salesperson is good at blocking and tackling and also understands how to create opportunity. It's not about the close. It's about creating a lot of opportunity in the first place because sales is a numbers game. How good are you at managing adversity? Salespeople are experts at overcoming rejection and adversity and closed doors if they've been in it long enough. You cannot let those things deter you. Keep on building those connections. Power is about being a super connector and authentically building a network of influence. At On the Ball, we guide salespeople, leaders, and teams on how to develop these authentic relationships. But this is a process that didn't just happen overnight. It evolved over decades of hands-on experience, working with people, resulting in several clients over the years saying, hey, Steve, you're really on the ball. It evolved after countless meetings, after many years of 50 cups of coffee, a principle I speak on inside organizations around the world, and thousands of face-to-face meetings. Too often in sales, teams of excellent salespeople have been conditioned to believe that it's the art of the close that matters, as if some magical occurrence is going to happen at that point to close the deal. But I don't believe it's the art of the close at all. In fact, there's no mystical art about it. Selling is connecting with humans. It's about investing in the relationship. It's as simple as that. After years of selling and training others, I can say unequivocally that it's not the close. The close, in fact, happens much earlier than you think. It happens each and every time someone interacts with you. For this reason, your personal brand matters. I'm often approached by total strangers